This year, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv lets you stream all the live, out-of-market NFL games every Sunday, so you never miss a snap from tight ends like me, Travis Kelce, or George Kittle. Gone are the days of needing a satellite on your roof to enjoy every snap on Sundays. This year, you can enjoy every game on all your favorite devices. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88. At checkout, you will get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to TE1 on this DirecTV preview episode. Had the opportunity to talk to George Kittle. Some would say not only the most dominant tight end currently playing in the NFL, but one of the most dominant players regardless of position. I think everyone's going to be really interested to hear that he is far from the most athletic person in his family. To hear him open up and talk personally about those around him and those closest to him was a pleasure, and I hope you guys enjoy. Check out this preview. But your whole family, mom, dad, sister, your wife, everybody, athletes, sports, is just kind of how you're kind of made in the Kittle household. Give us a little idea of what that was like growing up in that sort of environment.
Yeah, I mean, it was really fun for me. I mean, my dad played at Iowa. My mom played at Drake University, which is in Des Moines, Iowa. Side fact, my mom actually is in the Hall of Fame of Iowa High School Hall of Fame for softball and basketball.
Shout out to mom.
She averaged, her batting average her senior year was 500. Not bad.
I feel like I should be interviewing her.
You should. She's a lot cooler than I am. So I had my mom, was a big time athlete. My dad was an offensive lineman. But like growing up, like football is about all I ever did. We grew up, I lived on farms everywhere. So we would always just, you know, throw the football around. And, you know, that's about all I did. And then my my dad actually ended up, he coached me and my sister in every single sport that we played basically until high school.
That's
so
awesome.
He would just, yeah. So fifth grade football, sixth grade football, seventh, eighth. And then once I got to high school, then he was a high school coach. He did the same thing with my sister. Like he was my AAU basketball coach. He was my my T-ball coach. Every sport I played, he was my head coach. It was pretty fun. Like he's not the best soccer coach or baseball coach, but because he's an offensive lineman, but you know, he tried his best.
That's awesome. That resonates with me. My father for 40 years was a high school football coach. I grew up outside of New York in New Jersey. So he coached me and all my brothers. We went to the high school that he coached at. He retired after my youngest brother went through there. But So I understand. I'm now living that world. I have a 9-year-old son and then 7-year-old twins. And so I am flag football coach. I'm like running out of the facility on practice night at like 6 o'clock, trying to race to get there Saturdays for as many games as I can, coaching their baseball teams, trying to help with the girls' soccer is a little above my pay grade.
Yeah, true.
I might have to ask your dad for some tips on that. Cause I'm struggling with that world.
His thing in soccer was always be more physical than your opponents. And he usually works in soccer.
Fair enough.
Yeah, why
Fair
not?
Fair enough. That's a good coaching point. I'm going to try that 7-year-old girls soccer on Saturday mornings.
Slide tackle really hard.
Cleats up,
of course.
Cleats up. Make sure you stay tuned for more from TE1.